And we're looking forward to hooking up with George Danini. George is the Butzel criminal defense attorney who is very familiar with what's going on in regards to swatting. And you hear about it from time to time.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I don't know what the motivation is or what compels
someone. It's a prank. It's
so
just
what,
kids.
I mean, are you into the fact that you are going to make this false report a violent crime and then sit there and enjoy the fact that law enforcement's on the scene?
Yeah. Is this how it works?
You want the person to be hurt, the one they're going to their house.
I guess that's
Yeah,
it.
Usually you do it like if somebody is live streaming and they have, you know, 10,000 people watching, and then all of a sudden the SWAT team comes behind their door.
That's now.
That ruins your reputation. Yeah.
Wasn't Lady Gaga swatted?
Yes,
once?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And there's other been other celebrities as well.
Mm-hmm. Politicians, celebrities, yeah, it happens a lot. Yeah. Mm.
So, all right, let's find out what George has to say. Again, George Butzel, criminal defense attorney. Mr. Danini, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Wonderful. We're just talking about how crazy this is, this whole swatting thing. And, of course, it went down at Villanova yesterday. I know there are a lot of panicked students that got the alert. A little bit of mayhem ensues. Next thing you know, the university comes out and says this was nothing but a hoax. And as it turns out there, George, swatting is, I don't want to say becoming the norm, but it's not that rare, correct?
Yeah, let's hope it's not becoming the norm. I mean, this is just terrible. I mean, it's hitting close to home. I'm actually taking my son down to school tomorrow. So, you know, I feel for these parents who had to, and the students, obviously, who had to endure that terrible, terrible event. But complete waste of resources, putting everybody on edge. And, you know, just, again, I hope this isn't something that we're going to be dealing with all the time. But I agree, it's on the rise.
Yeah, this is something that's going down, obviously, at schools, also happening at grocery stores, office buildings, airports. And I'm trying to figure out in my cranium here, George, what the motivation is for those that are compelled to do something stupid like this.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's anywhere where people congregate, right? So concerts and things like that. But you named off, you rattled off kind of some of the other areas where this is happening. And, you know, I mean, I guess it started in the gamer community to some extent. These kids or maybe even young adults who are online, who are just sitting at home, who are talking back and forth to one another, putting each other up to these ridiculous stunts. But, you know, I mean, people need to understand that there's serious consequences because obviously law enforcement has to take these things seriously because we've had real events, and if it's a real event, you want police and law enforcement to respond in an appropriate way.
George, is there a specific penalty for this crime? Is there a crime called swatting? It's got to be a felony.
Yeah, so a lot, so there are state laws that can be used, and there is a federal statute on point, which is called false information and hoaxes.
Okay.
So it doesn't talk about swatting, but there is a federal crime. And then, you know, things get ratcheted up based on what the consequences are. So here, again, a huge waste of money, but thank goodness nobody was hurt. But you could imagine, you know, people running and stampeding on each other and having to go to the hospital. And I'm aware of at least one incident where one of these people who did this essentially called in a hostage situation said it was an active hostage situation, and the cops showed up and basically shot the guy who was there who had no idea what was going on, completely caught up by surprise. And so they found that swatter, and he was convicted and sentenced to 20 years in jail. So there can be serious consequences.
Well, and here's some numbers for you as well, George. From January 2023 to June 2024 alone, more than 800 instances of swatting were recorded at U.S. elementary, middle, and high schools. This according to the K-12 school shootings database created by a University of Central Florida program. Estimated swatting incidents jumped from 400 in 2011 to more than 1,000 in 2019. The resolution for this, George, has got to be, if you're going to do something like this, you're going to pay a price. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is not the kind of thing that can happen. And when you put out stats like that just for high schools and elementary schools and middle schools, you know, those are the vulnerable. Those are our kids. Those are not people that should be traumatized. And so it's awful.
All right. We appreciate your time, George. Thank you very much for the insight. You and yours have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
Thank All right, that is George Zanini, Butzel criminal defense attorney,
Scary.
With us here on the Mitch Albom Show on 760 WJR.